Good morning. My name is Brian Wong. I'm Corporate Secretary of PG&E Corporation and Pacific Gas and Electric Company, and will serve as Secretary of the meeting. Welcome to the company's joint annual meeting of shareholders. Video and voice recording of the meeting, as well as taking pictures during the meeting, is strictly prohibited. We have reviewed our safety plan in this room to ensure that everyone remains safe in an emergency. For those joining virtually, please take stock of your surroundings and review your safety plans. Today's meeting is posted on the Meeting Materials tab of this meeting platform. First, we'll conduct the formal business of the meeting and receive a preliminary voting report. Then, we'll adjourn the formal business meeting and close the polls. Finally, we will turn to shareholders' questions, if any, at the end of the meeting. The rules of conduct for this meeting are posted as meeting materials on this platform and were also on PG&E's Investor Relations website. Broadridge Investor Communication Solutions, Inc. has been appointed to tabulate the votes, and a representative of CT Hagberg LLC is acting as Inspector of Election and has delivered her oath of office. Their representative, Kathy Blackwell, has confirmed that quorums for each company are present for the transaction of business. Only shareholders of record as of March 23, 2026, or their proxy holders may vote and submit questions during the meeting. Many shareholders have already voted by proxy. If you are eligible to vote but have not yet voted or would like to change your vote, you may do so until the polls are closed at the end of the business portion of this meeting. To ask a question, please use the Ask a Question function on the meeting platform. And note that under the meeting rules, we may not respond to all questions during the meeting. Now, I'm pleased to introduce Carrie Cooper, Independent Chair of PG&E Corporation's Board of Directors.
Thanks, Brian. Welcome to the 2026 joint annual meeting of shareholders of PG&E Corporation and Pacific Gas and Electric Company. I will serve as Chair of the meeting, and I call the meeting to order. Voting is now open. Joining Brian and me today are Cheryl Campbell, Independent Chair of the Board of the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, Patti Poppe, Chief Executive Officer of PG&E Corporation, Sumeet Singh, Chief Executive Officer of Pacific Gas and Electric Company, and Carolyn Burke, Executive Vice President and CFO of PG&E Corporation. In addition, our Board of Directors and the Executive Officer team of both the PG&E Corporation and Pacific Gas and Electric Company are here today. Representatives from Deloitte & Touche LLP, our independent auditors, are here as well and will be able to respond to shareholders' questions at the end of the meeting. In our 2026 joint proxy statement, we presented our nominees for directors along with two additional management proposals for both PG&E Corporation and Pacific Gas and Electric Company shareholders. All of the proposals and our voting recommendations are fully discussed in the proxy statement. For the purposes of today's vote, each of the proposals is officially before the meeting. Proposal one is the election of directors listed in the proxy statement for the shareholders' consideration to serve until the 2027 annual meeting of shareholders. Proposal two asks shareholders to provide an advisory vote to approve executive compensation for the companies. Proposal three asks shareholders to ratify the selection and appointment of Deloitte & Touche as the independent public accounting firm for both the companies. With that, we'll go over the preliminary voting report. This slide shows the preliminary voting results. If you have not yet voted and plan to do so, please do so now prior to the polls closing. Final results will include the votes cast through the close of the polls at the joint meeting. The final results will be posted on our website and reported in an SEC filing. I will pause for a moment to allow for final votes. The polls are now closed. We have concluded the items of business. The polls are now closed, and I now adjourn the formal business meeting. We will move on to see if there are questions from our shareholders. Brian, do we have any questions?
Let me pause to check for shareholder questions. Before we begin the questions, some of our discussion may include strategy goals and expectations for the future, and are thus considered forward-looking statements. These statements are based on information currently available to management. Actual results could materially differ. Some important factors which could affect our actual financial results are described on slide 8 of today's presentation. We encourage you to read our 2025 Joint Annual Report to Shareholders and our SEC filings for a discussion of the factors that could cause actual results to differ. These documents are available on our website, www.pgecorp.com. It looks like we have a question. Our question is about why inclusion and belonging is a core value for PG&E. And I'm going to ask Patty to take this question.
Thank you, Brian. I'm very happy to take this question, actually. We're committed to inclusion and belonging being an integral part of all that we do here at the company. It makes us a stronger company when our coworkers can bring their full and best selves to work in service of our customers. It builds a culture where everyone feels comfortable speaking up about concerns or ideas for how we can improve. And finally, it's important that we reflect the hometowns we serve so we can be more aware of and responsive to the diverse needs of our customers.
Thank you, Patty. We've now concluded the shareholder questions, and I'll turn it back to Patty for closing.
Thank you, Brian. At PG&E, we continue to put our love into action as we serve people, our planet, and California's prosperity. Thank you for joining us today.